So there's a story here that I found very shaken to the core about a patient encounter. The patient vocally sounded like a male, had a male first name as well, but was inquiring about a vaginal skin check. So the patient then said that she's requesting pillows and extra blankets during the visit because she, quote, pees and comes a lot.
Whoa!
When the patient disrobed, there was male genitalia, but we continued to use the word vagina.
That's hot.
The That's patient sick. Then started urinating all over the floor.
My vagina's hard right now, Doc!
My nurses have PTSD from you, to be honest with you, Michelle. From
this is Michelle Obama, isn't it?
This is Michelle Obama, dude!
What are you doing, dude? We already started this shit.
We didn't already start it.
Well, I mean, I thought we were just going off of...
Of what? Mustard? You want to talk about mustard?
Yeah.
That's the catching off point.
Dude,
we're going to start.
People are interested in mustard, man. Mm. You'd be surprised how many people out there are wondering about mustard.
I think most people don't like mustard.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel so bad for those people. People out there wondering what mustard comes from, though, dude. I'm telling you.
Mustard seeds. It's really simple.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I knew that.
It usually has turmeric in it, too, doesn't it?
It just depends on the mustard.
Depends on the mustard,
but
dude.
Basically, you can just get the mustard seeds and soak them in some kind of, like, alcohol like or vinegar or something like that. Set it overnight, then put it in the mortar and pestle and just...
That's why mustard tastes so good is the vinegar.
Yeah.
Vinegar is a very tasty treat.
It is a
That's
tasty
true.
Treat.
It is a very tasty treat. In moderation, because right. too much vinegar is just like, ugh, get this thing out of me.
But like a pickle... You can't go wrong with a nice pickle.
How about malt vinegar? That's a
I hate malt vinegar. That's the one I don't like, dude.
That's like vinegar that's been soaked in a sock.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a pedophile if you like malt vinegar.
I'm one, not the other.
Hey, I do not like malt
vinegar. Damn, you like it? What do you put it on? Fish and chips?
No, yeah, why not? I don't do it.
Damn, that's the British way, though.
Yeah, I won't not do it, but
yeah, British people love stinky stuff, dude.
That's really crazy, dude.
And shitty teeth, dude. You should be British.
You're right, dude. Hello, governor.
Oh, God, dude.
What, dude? You
said
I was
British.
It
smells like a sock. Yeah. Delicious.
Oh, I love my malt vinegar. It's me sock. Just kidding, Hall.
It's food.
What's the worst part about Britain?
I would
Let's
have to
start
say
with the least worst part.
Why?
Because they're all the worst part. Okay, Britain sucks. True.
What, does it?
Yeah, fuck it. Britain.
So what's the worst part?
Why do you think
What do you hate about it so much?
The tyranny.
Mm.
Ooh, the sneakiness,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. And British people are ugly as sin.
That's not true. Not all of them, dude. Don't talk.
They're generally
Name one hot one.
Don't fucking blanket them, dude.
If Americans are fat, British people are ugly.
That's fair. I mean,
it's a good trade-off.
Yeah, you should say that. Should we do that with all the countries?
Yeah, like what else?
What's Africa?
Let's get to the next subject.
We'll be right back.
Talking about stinky socks, dude.
Yeah.
Poor.
They don't even have any.
That's not funny.
North Africa or South Africa?
Is there a difference?
Yeah, South Africa is loaded, dude.
Oh.
It's like super rich
over
there.
That's
not
true.
No, it's true, dude. Think about Elon Musk. That's where he's from. Loaded.
He wasn't loaded before.
Yeah, he was. His parents had money.
Did they?
No.
That's Donald Trump. I get him confused. It's like, yeah, he took a loan for $1 million.
Yeah, just a small loan from my father for $1 million.
A million buckaroos.
Yeah.
Here you go, hon. Here's a crisp 100.
Yeah.
That's sick. That'd be nice.
That would be nice, huh?
I would not pay my dad back either. Like, fuck you, Dad. Sorry.
Why would you pay your parents back?
Like, what do you need this loan from? Like, to live the rest of my life.
Yeah, you gave me life and you gave me $1 million.
Yeah. I'm just going to do what Jim Carrey did and write myself a check for $1 million and then just wait.
It was smaller than that, wasn't it? But what movie that, was that for?
That was inspirational, huh?
It was like before, I think it was when he moved to Hollywood. He just wrote a check for $1 million and then was like, I'm going to
cash this one day.
Yeah.
And then he joined the Illuminati and fucking made it happen.
He cashed it.
That's pretty cool.
He cashed it.
Good for him, dude.
Yeah,
what's Jim Carrey up to right nowadays?
This is
a sign that you are like, you don't know what it is. You don't know what that is.
Who's he talking to, Kimmel?
What is it? Come on, Jimmy. Seriously.
I don't know if we're going to get flagged for this music.
Probably. I'll try to disrupt it.
It is the secret symbol of the Illuminati, and you're a part of it.
I like how the audience is clashing because they're uncomfortable.
Yeah, because they think it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's they're laughing at his cadence. They're like, oh, Jim Carrey's being silly.
Yeah, he's so wild.
Stuff like that make you happy and docile, so you don't know what's really going on.
You know, and they get out there in the woods.
That's why he went crazy, I think, dude.
Because the Illuminati?
Because the Illuminati, you know, dude.
Pretty clever.
He joined the Illuminati, dude.
Illuminati. Professor.
Eddie Murphy pops up.
Listen, I'm in the middle of blowing a lid off someone. What happened? I'm sorry, Jerry.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Because it is like hidden and woven into like into truths as like a fucking bit, I guess.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, there's been things that have come out about like the CIA just like making movies and stuff like that to try to like indoctrinate us in some ways or make us come through with some ideas.
Ooh.
That's what this podcast does.
I like coming through some ideas.
Okay. That's what this podcast does.
Hey, Pedro.
Hey, Nick.
Who do you think you are? Hey, CJ.
Hold up,
wanna BJ? Whoa. Okay, sorry.
Hey. I still wish we kept that mustard bit at the front, dude.
We did.
Talk about it again.
Hey, guys. It's great to be back, and I know what you're thinking. I look like if Charlie Brown survived cancer and has an alcohol problem. To the right of me, a little, my buddy who's lighting the load first.
I'm Pedro, and if you look like that, dude, Charlie Brown's doing good nowadays.
Is he?
Yep. Look at you.
Wow, that's so nice.
You're looking fine, dude. And I'm Pedro, and I just want to thank you all for joining us today.
That's a nice intro, Pedro. That's very sweet of you. You're such a sweetheart. I'm Chris James. Follow me on the interwebs at CJ Talks Funny. And you can see people calling me a bald pedophile.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What are you doing, dude, getting yourself into these fucking online fights, dude?
Online tiffs with Michael Malice.
It sucks.
Who is that guy, by the way?
He's like
causing malice, dude.
He's like a troll guy who also happens to be an author journalist. He went to North Korea and did some reporting there. He was on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Mm-hmm.
You guys watched the Joe Rogan Experience lately?
Yes.
Yeah.
I watched the latest one with Segura.
The Joe Rogan Experience is like sex for me, man. It's too long and I never finish.
Oh, ooh.
Nice. Yeah.
It's a good one.
I'm on antidepressants.
Zoloft?
So you got that Zosoft?
Yeah, and you can go follow me on Twitter and just see me get dragged by a million fucking cartoon profiles.
That many people?
I mean, constantly. It's still just pouring in this morning.
Really? They're calling you a bald pedophile?
What'd you do to tick them off, dude?
Michael Malice had posted something about how they're going to create a neologism for children who don't identify as either a son or a daughter.
Mm.
And then he goes, and then he asks his audience, what will it be? And so I said, they're going to create a new word for these kids. You guys create a new word for these kids. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was funny, a little bit of irony. Not the starkest irony in the world, but, you know, asking people to do the thing you're criticizing, that's ironic.
Yeah.
That was all I meant by it. And then he went to my profile, took like a screenshot of it, and then said, it's improv night at the Soy Factory.
Yeah.
Nice. He burned you.
He had hurt.
He got you, dude. He got you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very original and
that's really
highly
good.
Witty.
That's really good. Yeah.
You should take some notes from
Alice. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a bald
and just
pedophile.
Go to Urban Dictionary and use it. Yeah. Shit. It's funny that he's calling people like, you know, soy boys or whatever. He's like 5'7".
Yeah.
That's, damn. Napoleon complex.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
5'7", dude.
I'm 5'9", dude, okay? Yeah, I'm dude. 2 inches
with
over
heels
that.
On.
6 with heels on. Come on, give me some credit.
I'll get credit.
But it worked out. I'm like 20 followers up since then.
That's cool.
Nice.
They all think you're a pedophile, but that's not.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
They're following you for different reasons.
They're following me for content. Yeah,
yeah. These guys share his
files,
like,
where's
dude?
This guy's content? It sucks.
Twitter's wild.
It's not, even,
now.
It's not even SFFW. Or what is that? Not safe for work?
Yeah, dude. Not safe for work.
NSFWF?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what happened to not safe for work? Is that even out there anymore?
Oh, it's on the web.
It's
dude.
All safe for work now.
Yeah, it's like
except for unless you're a conservative.
Yeah, true.
You have the bloggers on your phone.
Yeah, if you're like a Christian, that's not safe for work now.
Yeah.
No praying.
God, it sucked to be a Christian these days.
You think so?
I think, but now if you're a Christian, if you're a hardcore Christian, now more than ever, you're like, this is the right religion. Yeah. Look at the world around me.
He's probably, coming in 2 weeks. Yeah, that's what yeah. you're thinking all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's...
It's probably pretty cool being a Christian these days.
You think
you're like part of the rebel outcast again, finally, just like back in the Bible days.
In a way, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you're being outcasted.
Yeah, like Christianity is the new counterculture.
Yeah, it's a new special needs
school. That is interesting because it's true. To like fall into a religion is now looked at like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Yeah. You know, like,
you believe in a higher power?
What a scumbag.
Stupid, dude. You're dumb. You're fucking dumb.
You're so stupid, dude. You believe in God?
In my opinion.
All I can tell you, sir, is that he's gay.
All I can tell you, sir, is that he's gay.
Yeah.
Cheers, brother.
What's the gayest religion, you think?
Thank you. Cheers.
I don't know. Trying to get a little boy to suck your tongue. What religion is that?
¿Quién crees que eres?
That was Buddhist? The Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama. Mm. Is that Buddhist? Buddhism? Yeah.
Tibetan Buddhism.
Is that like
it's not really gay. It's pedophilia. It's like, I've said that word a lot in the first 10 minutes.
You don't think pedophilia is gay, dude?
No. It's on the spectrum of being gay.
It's on the gay spectrum.
It's on the plus side.
That's when you've been gay for a while.
It's on the rainbow somewhere. Yeah,
somewhere on. It's on the end of the rainbow.
Yeah.
At the end of the rainbow, you'll be fucking kids.
It's Roy G. Biv pedophilia.
Yeah. Yeah, the leprechaun wasn't even, it was just a child. It wasn't a midget or anything.
Yeah.
Damn, that's why they were all chasing him. Exactly. He wanted his little gold, dude.
Boy, G Biv.
The little red biscuit, dude.
They wanted the gold ring, dude.
Oh, yeah, the little calamari hole.
Oh, that's disgusting. Why would you say that, dude?
I do find it ironic, though, still that there is still that thing that, and you inspired this, Pedro, in a former episode where, like, people are like, you know, God's retarded. Like, believing in religion is fucking stupid. And then you bust a Ouija board out, and they're like, get that thing out of my house.
Right, yeah. You know, true, because I mean? It's like, what are you fearing if you don't fear anything?
Yeah, it's you like know? You don't believe. It's like the Bible is this bullshit made-up thing, but, you know, like Ghostbusters is a documentary, or what's happening with that?
Yeah.
You know, like, you think there are ghosts in a child's board game?
Right.
And also, what is God then? Isn't God just like the biggest ghost?
He's the boss ghost.
He's the boss ghost. He's Bowser.
Final level ghost.
He's Bowser, dude. Yeah. God's Bowser. Yeah, like, what is this other realm that you're reaching out to with a Ouija board? And why are you afraid of it if you don't believe in anything?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
There's got to be something else, dude. I mean, come on.
I kind of get it, though. Like, I don't believe in astrology, but I'm still terrified to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I guess I'm in the way of, like, I forgot what I was going to say, dude, so.
This is brought to you by marijuana.
But people are like, oh, if I play with the Ouija board, I'm going to fall down the stairs and break my own.
Right, yeah.
I guess the same way, like tarot cards and stuff.
Hey, Noki.
Yo!
Hey.
See, they found a ghost.
Yep. Oh, that's a ghost.
Jesus?
Jesus, is that you?
Holy ghost?
Yeah, holy ghost, dude.
But like tarot cards kind of freak me out. Yeah. Like palm readings kind of do.
True, dude. I would never do that.
I don't think I would either.
I wouldn't do that or the Ouija board. I'd fucking run away.
Hell yeah. And I'm not going to watch an episode of Dancing with the Stars because I'm afraid I'll fall down the stairs. I'm going to
be like, oh my God, I am a Taurus.
Yeah. You're really just a Taurus on this planet, dude. Whoa. Yeah.
True, we all are, dude. We're all technically tourists, dude. Have you guys seen that show? I Think You Should Leave on Netflix.
I'll watch like the first season or two. I'll watch the new one.
Kind of hard to get through.
Yeah, some of them skits are funny.
Some of the skits are hilarious, but some of them are like cringe.
Yeah, super cringe.
You know, like mad cringe, dude.
That's like super cringe, faggot. Shout out Lemon Party.
Yeah, shout out Lemon. Dude, they're doing a new episode with Sam Talent. It's fucking hilarious. You know, I was cackling all day.
I like Sam Talent. His book was good.
I want to read it.
Read it?
Mm-hmm. Light.
The audiobook
Running the Light
is killer.
Running the Light, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Yeah, because doesn't he get like different comedians to read each chapter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
Cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to read that.
Yeah, it's very Hunter S. Thompson inspired. Like, nice. It's got that
style
of writing.
He's so fucking quick with his jokes.
Where'd you listen to it? How'd you listen to it?
Audible.
Do you pay for that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm answering as if I had Audible, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Pedro knows. Pedro's me.
I just know he does because he said it before. Yeah.
I just finished an introductory Spanish book at Audible.
How did it go? Can you say something to my friend Pedro?
Que lastima.
That's very true.
What's that mean?
So sad.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
I that was actually just in there. I didn't learn that from the book.
What was it? What does that mean?
It's so sad.
Oh, how do you say that?
Que lastima.
Doesn't it kind of mean like for
how sad,
like
maybe
for shame, or you know, what a shame.
It could be
like
used. It could be used depending on the context, kind of for like sure. That, yeah, because you could be like, que lastima que, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
like he lost his dad. Que lastima.
Que lastima erection.
Well, that's what your wife says to you. It's like, yeah. Que lastima. Que
lastima. Can I actually just ask God right now to stop this right now?
I love how he says right now twice in that.
I know.
He is so manic in that clip,
oh,
dude.
Absolutely.
It's insane.
So those, when you find Alex Jones drops, are you just finding random clips?
No,
you
he's
like
watching InfoWars.
I'm starting to feel like I think he's watching all of them.
That's all he sends.
They mostly,
like, for the clips.
They mostly come through on Twitter.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But I do sometimes, like if I'm looking for drops and I don't have any from throughout the week, I will go to InfoWars and just put some, I'll like Google a type of, like a topic.
Yo, isn't it, like, isn't he still banned from fucking YouTube and...
Yeah,
like social media and stuff.
Yeah, for, like he can't have his own channels or whatever. There are
that
some
censorship
good,
is so wild to me.
Mm-hmm. The Patrick Bet David podcast. He has a killer interview with Alex Jones. I recommend people watch it. It's very good.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing you sent out in the chat, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I do remember that. I remember scrolling right past.
Yeah, I remember scrolling right on past that. I actually didn't have interest in it when my buddy first sent it to me.
Yeah.
It took me like a couple weeks to get around to watching it. And then when I watched it, I was like, I have no idea why I avoided this. This
waited
is
so
fucking
long.
Good. Yeah. Damn. He goes into the like Bohemian Grove infiltration and in depth. It's, I mean, it's just, he is a pure entertainment. I couldn't possibly imagine.
He's like
not
like in real life pro wrestler.
Yeah,
kind of.
that's what he is, dude.
Him on Flagrant 2 is all like, was like some of those episodes are so fucking. His first appearance on there, he just got like he drank like a bottle of fucking whiskey.
Oh, yeah,
and a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah.
That was part of the clip today. You don't want Alex Jones without a half a bottle of wine because he might beat your ass if you cross him. Like you nailed it with the professional wrestling thing. Actually,
so true. Just needs a little onesie.
A little fucking, what are those
leotard?
Called? Yeah, leotards. Yeah, leotarded. Sounds like the new transgender pro swimmer.
I'm leotarded.
Leotarded, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's that chick who defected from Scientology. Chick from King of Queens, leotarded. Isn't that her name? Leah Remini. All right.
No. Oh, I didn't catch the reference. But what happened? No, explain it to me. Don't skip over, dude.
Skip over what?
Scientology? Know,
let's get into Scientology. Talking about religion here, dude. Let's get into Scientology. No, who? What did she do?
She defected from Scientology, and she exposed it as like this big, you know, fraud. Like
no,
this big like exploitation scheme, basically.
Really? She get like
it's essentially an intelligence operation. It's like Epstein style shit.
Yeah, it's.
I believe that.
Oh yeah,
it's all fucking high class people in there, dude. You know, top dollar people in Scientology. I was going to say sociology.
Yeah, it's funny though, because like that religion, like it was made by a guy that wrote about science fiction, and then he finally, that was Scientology, right?
That's the biggest troll ever.
But that's probably literally every religion. They just managed to like withstand for hundreds of years and hundreds of years and just kept on like going and going and going. Don't you think? I mean, I'm sure every religion, like, it's the longest game of telephone ever. Any of the religions. Like, we don't
know
anything that actually happened or who wrote who.
Right, we're just believing.
I mean, Scientology is some real made-up bullshit. Whereas,
right.
Like
but we're so close to it now. So
religion
extends
from philosophy. Like, the history of religion is the history of the human mind.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's just like, it's like piggybacking off of that. It's like the Crusaders coming and destroying and then taking parts from like
it's
these
fiction,
small religions and then using it.
Yeah, it's fiction compared to science fiction pretty much with Scientology and like Christianity or Catholicism or anything
I
like that.
I wouldn't even call it a fiction. It's because it's just symbolic thinking. Religion is mostly symbolic thinking.
I mean, I'm just making the analogy of, you know, that's kind of where I see the two. It's like, not necessarily that I believe it's fiction, the Bible or whatever, because who the fuck knows? But like, it's more... It's like fiction compared to sci-fi, like Star Trek-y shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, spirits flying out of a volcano. And
I
like,
guess it kind of depends, too, on what you're talking about when you're talking about religion. Like, are you talking about the layman understanding where it's like, you know, God's watching and listening to me, and he's a guy, you know.
Mm. That was fucking 13 years of my life.
Which is, yeah, very, that is like, that's a fiction, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if you're talking about what it actually is, like what the philosophy of the religion is, like it usually is always going back to, like philosophical reasons why God might exist or must exist. And
just people trying to believe in a higher power.
Or just the idea that there's an intelligent design.
Finding meaning or purpose.
Right, I guess.
Why am I here?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Or just like from
am
what?
Am I gay?
Who do you think you are?
¿Quién crees que eres?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to go into this. We can move on.
No, yeah. We should move on to transgender stuff.
Let's bash all the gays now.
What do we got about
manic like
what
Alex
happened
Jones,
with the transgenders this week? I'm sure we got something.
That, and I'm just a transphobe or all that shit. You're fucked up. This is bullshit. And there's something wrong with you.
So apparently, yeah, I didn't grab that.
That guy
whole
was
clip.
Very adamant about.
Well, the doctor went to his kid and was like, "What are your
thoughts about trannies?"
Yeah, that was his son's teacher.
Oh, it was his teacher?
Yeah, his son's teacher. I thought it was. Maybe it was a doctor, but they asked him like, "Do you feel more like a boy or a girl?" And he's like, "You've known my fucking kid since he was knee high to a duck. He's always been a boy. He's always presented as a boy. Why are you doing this if not to just put a fucking seed of
weird
an idea
thing.
In his head?"
Exactly.
Look, it's crazy that it's like,
yo, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
It's crazy to me that like it is. Like being pushed so hard.
It is, yeah.
Like even in schools, in shows, whatever. Like, I mean, there's some shows and movies that we've watched as a family and stuff like that. And you see some like subtle, you know, LGBT plus content or like a scene or
sprinkled
something
in there. Yeah.
Yeah, sprinkled in there. And that doesn't necessarily bother me too much.
It turns me on.
I'll watch it later without the family.
Oh, yeah.
No, but.
That's when I get the blanket off the couch and kind of just tuck away.
I put crack in their hot dogs.
It's more so that you do, like in schools bothers me so much more. Even though, like, whatever, you can say whatever about education, like, it's indoctrinating our children, it's this and that. But it is teaching them some sort of whatever our history, you know, whatever math, basic math they're going to need in life and stuff like that. And it may be an indoctrination process, but this agenda being pushed upon, like, on that, on top of all of that, too, it's kind of,
well, like,
that's what bothers me more.
Well, it makes me think, like, what's that video of, like, the KYBG or whatever the fuck, or, like, where he's, like, they're talking about, like, a Russia infiltrating, like, scholars. So it's, like, it's a slow drip, or, like, I feel like you're starting to see it happen, where it's, like, in the 70s and 80s, they start, like, planting these
seeds.
With
the KGB?
Yeah, KGB.
Yeah.
And they, yeah, so like they're saying like, okay, and then people will graduate college with now these ideas. And then those people will start teaching these ideas. So it's like this slow trickle. Like this, and now it's starting to happen more. Then like this next generation will be even more and more. It's like just playing that seed and then slowly watering it and just watching it kind of take off. And I feel like that's kind of what's happening in a strange way.
So you think Russia's taking over?
I mean, I just feel like it's a weird indoctrination that could have been some kind of propaganda used, because everybody's trying to control each other in some way or another, and they're just making us weaker.
Yeah.
Because transgender people can't fight in the army.
If we had transgender people in the army, dude,
then we'd have the numbers.
Brett Weinstein makes the point that, like, it's crazy, well, you know, to notice that literally every tenet of Western civilization is under attack at the same time is just a tremendous coincidence.
Right.
It's a distraction, dude.
It's an ultimate separation of everybody.
Yeah, it's a distraction.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like an undermining of everything that holds our society together.
Exactly. Yeah, that's so true.
And I think people are so gullible enough or stupid and ignorant would be the right word.
This is the definition of irony, folks. I hope you...
What, dude? What are you talking
about? You're ignorant
about?
Of the word ignorant?
Yeah, you look like a pignorant, dude. When you're
talking Don't talk about my tits like that, dude. Come on, you're catching
talk
up.
Talk about your bull ring, dude.
Pigs don't have bull rings. Those are cows.
Damn.
You idiot.
Got me.
Learn your fucking...
Got me.
Yeah, it's not called a hog ring.
True. Sorry.
Although he's got one of those, too.
I wish, dude.
Yeah.
I almost did...
Really?
Yeah, it was tattoos or dick piercing. I know. And I went with tattoos.
It's crazy. It's crazy you almost got your dick pierced. How sad would it be to not have sex for so long and have your dick pierced?
Right?
The reality of why you told yourself you got that or the piercing would come true.
It's because my chastity ring.
Because you're like, this is for me. I'm doing it for myself. You know, whenever you get a piercing or a tattoo or something. So the reality of that would be like later on in years, you're like, this like was
it really
for me.
Was just for me.
You're getting calluses on your hands. You know the Mexican rapper Babo?
Uh-uh.
You don't?
I know Babo Italian Eatery out here.
That's his favorite restaurant.
Supposedly, I heard today that he has 12 dick piercings. I was like, that's a lot of piercings.
He's probably got the ladder, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Yeah. The ladder?
So you're going to do multiple?
The frenulum ladder, yeah.
So how many is that?
Just however many
two,
you want.
Two, I think.
Oh.
We're talking about a step ladder. We're talking about painting the house kind of ladder, dude.
Step stool, maybe even, you know?
That feels like you put, like...
Shoots and ladders.
The thing is, like, if you got your dick pierced like that with the ladder, I mean, my dick gets so small sometimes.
That it'd just be like,
I mean, what is it?
It'd just be jewelry popping.
Does it just jangling.
Does it just not get that small anymore since you have it in your flesh?
I'm sure they just...
I think it reacts like a regular dick.
Contract, they would just be stacked. Stacked up on top of each other.
I don't
other.
Know, dude. I think it's like a magic trick how big my dick can
or
get.
It might hold
how small it can get. At
that's
right
the real illusion.
Yeah, that is
the real illusion.
I'm definitely a grower as well. It like goes. There's a wide variance.
Do the finger action again?
Yeah, but I mean, if you exercise or if it's cold outside, I mean, like
an
exercise penis and also a cold penis.
Yeah,
pool penis. We talked about pool penis before. I mean, these are little boy penises we're talking about.
Yeah,
this is Greek. If this is Greek statue penis, I'm talking
motor
about.
Check.
If you looked, at me, you're a pedophile.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how small these
penises
are. Dude.
Yeah,
some people are showers though. They hang.
Those are all the pedophiles.
They hang. They hang at about the same size as they
get hard.
Yeah,
get hard
that
which
is
would
wild
be a bummer.
I think if you learn anything today, folks, is
like
that we're all growers here.
We're all trying to grow.
Yeah,
our
we're all trying to grow ourselves. Yeah, I had one ex tell me, she's like, it's crazy how small I can get. Or no, she said, crazy.
It's crazy how fat you are.
Yeah, that's what I said. It smacked her.
It's crazy how big it gets compared to when, you know, I'm soft. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, just name of the game, baby. You know, I was just, I wasn't offended or anything.
You were offended.
I was kind of offended.
I wasn't offended. I just remembered it after all of these years.
But she was an ex.
She was definitely an ex. Thank God.
After that shit.
Yeah, I would definitely break up with somebody that made fun of my penis, dude.
I dated her for 2 more years and then we broke up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you want to try to show her that it wasn't that small? You're just fluffing all the time around her.
Just constantly fluffing for 2 years.
Dude, sometimes you got to do that in a relationship.
Nah, dude. Oh. You take me as I am or you don't take me at all. That's what I've always said.
Okay.
Accept yourself, dude. Why are you insecure about these things?
What, insecure about what? Your penis?
My penis.
I'm insecure about my friend's
about
penis.
My penis, dude.
On the trans thing, we
here
do
we
have
go
a
again.
Let's get back on the trans train, baby.
Let's jump back on it.
Choo choo. He's
gay. So there's a story here that I found. It was an anonymous post. This doctor is asking for advice on Twitter or Reddit or something like that. Quora.
Great doctor.
I know, right?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going on Reddit to try.
I just went to like 17 years of med school, but let me get your opinion. What doctors hate the most is like patients' opinions.
And so this doctor says, I realize this is a bizarre post, but I'm very shaken to the core about a patient encounter. Absolutely must post anonymously. Coward.
Gay.
Faggot.
Coward, faggot, gay. That's what we got out of that. Yeah, hey, this is your doctor, coward, faggot, gay.
Gay, coward, faggot.
And soon enough time, that will be the case.
That'll be the case, dude. That's all.
My pronouns are gay, faggot.
My pronouns are gay and faggot.
Hey, cool your jets, dude.
Sorry,
we're
going
to say the F word 10 times in a row.
I forgot. We're not on the Patreon.
I had a patient recently who called the office to make an appointment. My front desk, who is very experienced, did not know how to handle it. The patient vocally sounded like a male, had a male first name as well. was inquiring about a vaginal skin check.
Ooh.
So my front desk assumed possibly in the transition period.
A lot of males are trying to get vaginal skin checks, if you know what I mean.
Or already transitioned male to female.
Mm-hmm.
We have several trans patients and are open to all. We believe in equality for all patients. But things got a little weird.
Yeah, I would have already hung up.
Who's calling a dentist, dude? What is he doing? Just trying to get a crown and put in or something?
No, it's a doctor.
Oh, you don't think dentists are doctors? You fucking ignorant asshole.
So the patient then said that she's requesting pillows and extra blankets during the visit because she, quote,
needs to hump them.
Pees and cums a lot.
Whoa.
I was right.
Pedro's ex.
¿Quién crees que eres?
What the fuck?
My front desk noted that and informed me. I did think it was a bit weird, slightly vulgar. Yes, yeah, slightly.
Maybe a little vulgar.
Yeah,
I
need a vaginal skin check and I piss and cum a lot. Yeah. That's slightly vulgar.
These people are so gross.
I'm like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Poke me in the belly button and I'll cum.
Like the Pillsbury Soy Boy.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Noice.
I mean, that also just goes to show like how far we've slid in terms of like this radical acceptance. Tolerance.
This is accepted now. Yeah. Be like, hey, dude, like, I come and piss a lot. Can you just provide me with pillows and blankets?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, I happen to be trans, and I also happen to come and piss all over the place.
Was this a girl that was?
That's the original problem. So you got to solve that problem. Then they probably wouldn't be trans.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Was this a girl?
There's an underlying condition usually before they jump the gun.
There's something wrong with you.
So she thought it was slightly vulgar.
Is this the girl that was taking her dog on walks and just pissing in public, dude?
I don't know.
She seems like she pisses and comes a lot.
She needs a vagina check, for sure.
She needs vaginal tissue checks daily.
I thought it was slightly vulgar, but I wanted to be sensitive to the needs of the community.
That's nice.
That's very nice that you can be sensitive to the needs of trans people to piss and cum all over your doctor's office. Right. If I walked in there and was like, I'm going to piss and cum all over this place, please check out this rash I have.
I think I've seen this story, too.
You'd be like, I'm calling the police.
That's correct. Yeah. This doctor's office still, I think I heard the story, they don't even have African-American patients.
God damn it, we need some African-American patients in here. How can we get them in?
They still segregate them, but they're taking them nicely, which is good.
Two different...
This actually circles back to a point I wanted to make when you were talking about the inclusion of like trans people in like these kids' cartoons.
I can't believe it's happening either.
We're like, it's not equally presented.
No, exactly.
You know, and maybe they're trying to do this affirmative action, making up for years of discrimination thing. But if you're going to do that, then you need to treat them equally, not on a higher pedestal, because that's just another form of exclusion.
Exactly.
True. Yeah. I didn't think about it that way.
And that's what she's doing here by going, it's slightly vulgar, but I want to be sensitive to the needs of the community. The trans community doesn't need you to let them piss and cum all over your doctor's office.
Yeah, she's just trying to be sensitive to the needs of her community.
Cum and piss,
Her community.
Yes, exactly.
So it's just, I mean, it's soft bigotry already. Like, what you're doing is bigotry.
Oh, she's not soft, dude.
She's hard as hell.
She's hard as a rock.
So, anyways, also I'm unaware of the surgical procedures for trans patients and don't know the possible side effects that can happen.
Well, perfect. You should definitely see this patient.
You are the doctor for them.
Can you still refuse service to anybody?
Yeah.
If you're like a private practice?
Mm-hmm.
What a cuck doctor.
You get in trouble if you don't make a gay cake. What are you talking about? Turning these people away.
You can't not make a trans person come, dude, if they ask you to.
Just let them in your doctor's office.
Hey, I'm trans. Can you come jack me off, doctor?
I need to be jacked off medically.
You're a bigot if you don't.
Fast forward a week, and the patient was seen by me.
Mm.
When the patient disrobed, there was male genitalia, but we continued to use the word vagina.
That's hot.
Because that's
that
what
is hot.
That shit turns me on.
I do that whenever I hook up with a guy.
Autogynephilia. That's what's happening right now is they're like, call it a pussy.
Can you write down that word for me later?
Autogynephilia, so you can come to
A-U-T-O-G. I'm not even going to try.
So you're close, dude.
I was four
letters. And I was close, too.
Yeah, she was close, too.
Like, I'm in the doctor's office right now, dude. It's crazy.
I'm about to go.
Or piss.
There was obvious male genitalia, but we continued to use the word vagina because that's what she kept referring to it as. And I wanted to be respectful.
It's a vagina.
I wanted to respect this person.
Do you think that doctor was doing air quotes every time he said vagina? He's like, your vagina.
Vagina. Your 6-inch vagina.
Your clitoris is a little inflamed right now.
Yeah, that is so wild.
Yeah, I just wanted to be respectful of this person who requested to come piss and cum all over my doctor's office.
Exactly. Yeah.
There was nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with the skin in that area. It was entirely normal.
Yeah, wow, he just nice. Wanted
what
to come.
What a surprise!
Dude.
That's cool.
This kid's so ready to come.
Yeah, the patient sick. Then started urinating all over the floor. Wow. And did not show an ounce of embarrassment.
Whoa,
that's crazy!
Gallon of piss, not an ounce of embarrassment.
Yeah.
I piss a lot. I don't know if you knew, but I piss a lot, Doc.
I respect that.
It's happening. Like that fucking trans person last week who pisses in public.
Oh, yeah.
My female MA and my female scribe were so uncomfortable that they still have some trauma over the episode.
Oh, get over it.
Seriously, quit being a little bitch,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, dude, I watch this shit every day to come.
Are they transphobic or what?
Yeah, seriously, bigots.
Fully transphobic.
Of note, the patient did have an erection during the exam. Ooh. Oh, no kidding. But again,
of the fucking vibrating butt plug the patient also had in, dude.
True.
But again, kept referring to it as a vagina.
My vagina's hard right now, Doc.
My vagina's so fucking hard right now. My female staff referring to it as a vagina. My female staff felt violated. Ooh, however,
that's hot.
However, I was in the room and I was professional and completed the exam. Yeah, you unprofessional staff being uncomfortable by this trans person with a boner pissing everywhere. That's so unprofessional. I held it together during the exam, prescribed a topical cream, and said follow up as needed. The patient is calling back every day trying to make an appointment for follow up.
Damn.
I'm super afraid that if we do not follow up with her, she will think that we are discriminating.
Hey, Doc, I'm trying to make an appointment to come again.
No, the books are full. Sorry.
Come on,
so
doctor.
Is my bladder. I need to release,
I can
doctor.
Only piss in your office.
My nurses have PTSD from you. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you, Michelle.
Yeah, wow. Piss
Michelle
tranny
Obama.
Syndrome.
This is Michelle Obama, isn't it?
This is Michelle Obama, dude. Damn, dude.
I knew it, dude. That's great. This has Michelle Obama written all over it.
I had an inkling feeling, dude.
I was like, this has...
A tinkling feeling.
Sounds like Michelle.
Dude, that's Michelle Obama.
Tinkling feeling. What are we doing here, dude? Bumping heads?
Sick. That was like a doctor visit.
That was like trying to handshake a black guy. You don't know what to do.
I'm super afraid if we don't follow up, she'll think we're discriminating. But it really made my staff feel extremely uncomfortable. No kidding. I want to give the patient the benefit of the doubt, but something is off here. So I can't quite put my finger on it.
His doctor is retarded.
Yeah, dude.
What should I do? Reddit.
But in today's modern world, we have to be careful.
Hey,
yeah,
Reddit,
you don't have to be that fucking careful, Doc.
Yeah, Reddit, I know there's a lot of fags on here, so yeah. I'm just looking for your opinion. incel trans people on Reddit. Yeah.
This guy's holding me down and putting his penis in my butt, but I don't want to discriminate against him, so I'm going to let him keep doing it like a professional.
Yeah.
I don't want to come off as homophobic as he's balls deep in my butthole right now, but...
Vagina deep, dude, please.
Oh, true. Sorry, my bad. Sorry. How unwoke of me.
That was disgusting. You need a checkup, dude.
Doctor, can I get a follow-up?
That's crazy.
So that I have absolutely no idea how to handle this.
Here's a suggestion, Doc. You don't make an appointment with them.
Sorry, you're no longer welcome at my doctor's office. Yeah.
Just tell them they don't carry their insurance anymore.
Yeah.
True.
That usually puts, me away and try to find another doctor.
Yeah, she said, I'm actually quite good with handling all types of patients from all walks of life. This has me baffled.
Yeah.
Your behavior as a doctor is more baffling to me than the trans person's behavior as a
doctor.
Hold on, let's take a fucking good step away, take a good look at this. What if the doctor's gay and he likes it?
Whoa.
But he doesn't want to...
And he can't explicitly say,
yeah,
it turned me on and I want to see it again, right, but I don't know how to subject my office
Maybe
to
that's
that.
What's going on.
It could be.
Just hire a gay office.
Yeah.
They'll all be in the room while the surgery's
happening.
Just
turn your doctor's office into a dungeon, dude, into a sex dungeon.
True, you could do that.
You could do that.
That's probably the easiest thing to do.
That's a simple solution in my eyes.
It is.
Well, mental health is running rampant in America.
Speaking of which, check this out. Check out what I saw at QT the other night.
No way. You got held up at gunpoint again?
It's very short, and I, you know, maybe I could have
zoomed in a little bit, maybe.
Well, yeah, maybe we can do that anyways.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's as zoomed in as it's going to get. But
what's going on? I just see
over
some
here,
dude in the
there's a man flailing around and screaming.
I love seeing that, dude.
Yeah, that's
I
cool.
love seeing that in public because I'm just like, that guy's having the fucking best day ever.
And were you DoorDashing to him?
Hey, yeah.
Your
He's all delivered to me. I'm in the middle of the QT parking lot screaming like
you
a maniac.
You won't miss me.
Yeah, he was in the middle of the parking lot just screaming all gacked out when I pulled in.
That's fucking dope, dude.
Yeah, there's like 35 people that live in the park across the street from
Let
the
Let me
QT
take a wild
house.
Gander, dude. 19th Avenue and Bell.
19th Avenue 101.
Oh, yeah. No, yep. that's what
right
it is.
Right down
yeah.
the street, yeah. Well, yeah, and that's Bidenomics for you.
What a terrible time to be homeless in Arizona.
Oh,
I feel bad for these
so
people.
So hot out there, dude.
I have a lot of sympathy for these guys.
It's miserable.
I'm not going to do anything for them.
No, absolutely not.
40 okay. minutes we got. 66% gets us 40 minutes.
Oh, God damn it, Pedro.
Sorry, dudes. Too much porn.
Oh, yeah, you're back on the porn game?
No, I'm not on the nog, dude. I'm not back on the nog, actually. You. You don't believe me?
No, you're just grinding your teeth as you said that.
I'm I'm not on the nog right now. Trying to release tonight, boys. I've been saving a week and 2 day load.
A week and 2 days
for my wife.
It's
yeah,
9 days.
That's sweet of you.
Yeah, we're gonna come on her tits, face,
no face,
uterus.
That's maybe right. tits. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe I'll give her
tits.
Some tits. Maybe I'll glaze those titties.
If she's lucky, I walk in there and say, "Bitch, I'm glazing your titties."
I walked in here. I saw those tits. I said, "I'm glazing those tits."
Those are some nice tits.
I'm gonna jizz. All over those tits.
So you're trying to go from that kid number two, huh?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Well, why else would you be saving your load for
True.
9 days?
True chains, dude.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. God. Trying to bust another Fucking one in there.
Just trying to be attracted to her again.
And it takes 9 days.
It takes 9 days without coming.
That'd be terrible. During those 9 days, it's like your male period. It's like, I don't want to see you. I'm dying. Yeah, I don't right. want anything to do with you.
I just need 9 days of non-stimulation.
She tries to touch you. Like, no, this is for us.
I'm doing this for us. Can't you tell?
You're hideous.
Then on the ninth day, you're the sweetest you'd ever bring home
so
flowers.
You got pre-cum in your pants already.
It's that ninth day Adventist jizz.
Oh, that's nice.
Damn, take a quick hiatus from coming, dude.
I'm pretty sure I heard on Dr. Drew, I think it's after 4 days, it doesn't make a difference.
Really?
I think so.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Because it like.
Why do, you think I'm on why do you think I'm on that 4 day kick, dude? Remember? 4 days?
Yeah. Dr. Drew. He Dr. was wrong about COVID,
I
too.
I gotta recycle this jizz.
Dude. He's wrong about COVID.
He almost got like canceled for that.
I know, it's crazy. COVID.
And turns out,
dude, that show brings so much like nostalgia same. Back into me.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
I love Dr. Drew.
From Love,
I
know. From Loveline.
Oh, Loveline was the best,
dude. You know. And even though this like the questions aren't as sexual or whatever, but it's still so interesting to like.
So fun.
Oh, so much fun.
I used to jerk off to Loveline.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. When I was like 12.
Damn. You were into ASMR before ASMR was a thing, dude. Yeah. That was crazy.
It was tough, though, because it'd be some kind of like hot story happening, and then they'd start talking about like, you know, discharge and, you know, my anus was as big as a mason jar and shit. And then
that's when you came.
Yeah. That's when you discharged.
That's when you discharged.
That's when I discharged.
Double discharge.
And now I can't come without being in a doctor's office with an erection, calling my
God
dick a pussy.
Pissing
I did on
this
the floor.
To myself. Damn. Oh, that is wild.
And also, just a reminder, folks, today is 7-Eleven.
Never forget. Slurpees.
Free, buy one, get one. So.
Drive your car into a 7-Eleven. Thank you. Come again.
7-Eleven, never forget.
Yes.
Trump 2024.
Yes.
Is that what we're rooting for?
That's what I'm rooting for.
Right
on. I'm a patriot.
I want Biden for 4 more years, dude.
You do?
I think so. I want to see. Years. I want to see what could happen.
I want to see how bad it gets.
I just want to see the slow crumbling of a U.S. president.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is kind of
watching a melt
there's
away.
There's something about it, dude.
Oh yeah,
it's like a it's like a slow burn. You know?
Yeah.
And then you see Kamala fucking take over.
Mm.
Year three into the second term.
Who's the Ukraine guy?
Zelensky.
That's who I'm voting for. Zelensky 2024.
Zelensky for president.
Zelensky Biden.
Every time you say his name, I think just him giving Bill Clinton a blowjob because it's just so close to.
Whoa, was that him?
Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Zelensky.
Monica Zelensky.
That's right.
He's in the president's office like I piss and cum a lot.
Laces out, Dan.
Oh, man. That's what I named my pool skimmer.
What?
Monica
Lewinsky.
Just sucks the bottom of out of everything, dude.
Mm-hmm. You should have said pool vacuum.
Yeah.
That's what it is, right?
A skimmer is the net.
Skimmer.
Oh, pool vacuum. Skimmer.
Yeah. Vagina, penis. Same difference.
Same thing. If you're in a doctor's office, same
potatoes,
thing.
Potatoes, tomatoes. You know what I mean?
You say tomato, I say tomato, dude.
You say tomato,
I say potato.
I say to take in Spanish. No, I say taken in Spanish. Tomato.
Oh, yeah. Almost, he's not wrong.
Almost delivered it.
Almost, but not quite fluffy yet.
Yeah.
Too bad almost doesn't count.
No. It counts.
Does it?
Yeah. Counts as you
so
try.
So if I were to try. Tell you I almost had sex last night.
Yeah. I wouldn't believe you.
Would you count it as sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Cool.
So Nick went on vacation.
Yeah, that's true. I did go on vacation.
How San was that,
Diego. It was really, dude.
Sorry, dude. I tried to put it up in there.
It was a lovely time. It was over too fast, as it always is. Mm. Also, just traveling with
just
two
like
dogs.
Pedro's sex life.
Happens too fast.
Happens too fast with two dogs.
Also, like, true. Traveling with a 5-month-year-old and a 2 dogs. It wasn't that bad. It's just like I didn't realize you're taking your responsibilities on vacation with you too in a way. So like,
oh, kind of takes
that. It kind of I didn't prepare myself mentally for that, even though that like they were all good and shit like that. But it's still like you're still taking out the dogs or feeding or like catering
right.
to
it
their
was
needs.
Just that other. That other thing to do.
Right. So you're not completely stripped.
It's not this
right.
total absolution of your responsibilities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is fine because it was still an awesome experience. And like, that's all you can do sometimes and you should live it up and do this. Like it was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
But there's just sometimes like swimming in the ocean. Like we had to take turns doing that.
Right.
So it's like, that would have been fun to be, or like at the end of the night being like, all right, having a babysitter or something, so we could just like go out on the town. But it's like, we then go out on the town still with a baby.
Yeah, right. Some people will travel with a babysitter.
I'd definitely do that. Or like have somebody in mind, like a sister or cousin or something that would be like, but I don't know. Anyways, Pedro lent me this like carrier for the top of the car for
how'd
like the
go?
Luggage.
For the baby?
For the baby. For Kinsey. So one of the buckles was broken.
One of them was,
which is fine. Because it's like it has two on the top, two on the back, left and to the right. And then like Kinsey's rack, I don't even think it's a rack though, to be honest with you. I think it's like
the baby suck it all out or what?
No, it's not still there. It doesn't have a front or a back, so it's like it can't leash in completely, right?
Interesting.
So it only had the sides. And also on the sides it only went all the way back. So there's like a catcher on the back, but not like things in the middle. That it could like hold it like in place, right? Okay. So anyways, like, so I'm packing up for like to leave and shit. And then you're just like realizing how much shit you have to take with like a baby and dogs and just clothes and just with everything. So I'm like, thank God Pedro lent this to us. So like there'd be no way we could fit everything in our car. Like it would not be possible. Yeah. So we load it up, get it on top of her car. And then we're just like driving to get gas, some coffee, and then to take out of town, you know, and like we're driving and I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't feel good about it. Like, it just is not.
You knew it wasn't strapped in, like.
Just didn't feel enough.
Yeah.
like I'm like we're on back streets 35. I'm like this. Doesn't feel safe. And I'm like, she's like, well, let's get some bungee cords or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know. Like I'm kind of afraid of bungee cords because like Pedro's dad, I got popped out by one of them. So like that stuck with me like too. Yeah, I'm like, I don't really want to fuck
for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad has one eye.
I don't. How have I never noticed this?
Because he has a glass eye.
No shit.
I just thought he was a drunk.
I just thought he was retarded. One eye never moved.
The apple doesn't fall far from the retard.
The retard doesn't fall far from the tree.
So anyways, I'm afraid of bungee cords come from that story.
Yeah. But you could get tie downs or something.
We could have got tie downs. So we go to Walmart and I'm like, fuck it, I'll just buy bungee cords or tie downs, something like that. Then I end up buying bungee cords because like the tie downs were just more like $20-$30. I'm just like, I don't want to spend that much.
They're like the ratchet tie downs.
Exactly.
Too. So it's like the crank ones.
And I wasn't sure those could even slide through her like the top of the roof. The
right.
So I was like, whatever, dude. I'll just get the bungee cords. We'll be careful. We'll be safe and it'll be fine. So I get four of those, strap it up, and I'm like, all right, I feel better because I feel like this should kind of do the trick, right? And then we're driving 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and I'm just like, and you know, you hear some of the straps flying around that aren't tied in. It's windy.
It always gives me anxiety, like, dude.
You can feel the drag on the car.
A little stoned. So I'm just like, so then we take the roof box. So I'm like, I'm seeing the luggage just boo, boo, boo. And then like, cause he's like, okay, I'm marking it right here. And let's see if it's like falling back. Cause like, we feel like it's falling back. And they're like, okay, sure as shit. Like it's falling back a little bit. So it's like falling back, falling back, falling back. And we're like, I'm like, fuck, dude. Like I'm starting to like freak out now. Cause I'm like, all of our luggage literally just falling on the highway. Like that's not good.
Yeah.
So we pull off some fucking weird
small
exit.
Town, yeah.
Not even like a weird side street, kind of like dirt and shit. And I'm like, all right, let's try this again. Like let's like bungee it up. And then fucking numbnuts over there, let's go over to the bungee, smacks me in my fucking shit. But the thing is, like she was giving me shit. Like, why don't get it? Why are you I'm like, that's why I was fucking afraid. Like what you literally just fucking did. Like that could have literally popped your eyeball.
It
literally smacked me right in the chin. I was like,
oh man,
I know. I was livid, dude. I was like, this is what I was fucking talking about. I was like, you have to be careful. And then so whatever, we like double strap it back up, and I'm like, okay, I guess this will be good. Like I don't know what else to do at this point.
Yeah.
And we're like driving, and I'm like, maybe we should stop and get those like the tie downs or something like that. When you're driving to San Diego, which is a shitty ass drive too. So it's hideous. I wasn't expecting it to be beautiful too, which kind of bummed me out. Mm. It's
like a lot of just like mountainy
nothing.
Desert.
It's so ugly.
Yeah, it sucks.
We're driving. The speed limit starts going faster and faster. The luggage is clearly falling back still, jumping up more and more. So I have to drive slower because, like, it's not possible to,
and
like...
And that's stressful, too, to be the guy in 55 in the right lane.
And I'm like, also, I want to get there, too. Also, we have a baby that's sleeping, so we're trying to get milk the amount of time that we can.
Absolutely.
In between.
Yeah.
And then, so, eventually, we pass the Buckeye State Prison or whatever, and then, like, we're just, like, driving, like, that, like, it's, like, a sketchy kind of, but I'm, like, we're, like, we have to just, like, Kenzie's, like, I think we can, like, fit this all in the car, and I'm, like, I don't know, dude, like, but it came down to, like, I was, like, fuck it.
Oh, really?
We're doing it, and we're gonna throw it, because we're gonna do this for another 5 hours. I'm checking up the whole time, watching my speed, just, like.
You should have gotten the straps, the ratchet straps.
But I still don't know if they sort of fit underneath the thing.
Gotcha.
That was kind of the issue.
Would it have to have? I mean, just go.
So her roof rack doesn't have a hole you can like go around.
No, it's like you go underneath it, and then she's like, I don't even know if it's actually a roof rack. I'm like, well, look it up, and she's like, trying to look on. She's like, I don't know if this is actually a rack, you know? And I was just like, Jesus,
no,
fucking
it's
Christ.
Not. It's not a rack because it's just like the. The roof bars, and it's not like the like lateral bars that go from this bar of the car to the other bar of the car.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that. It's just kind of just like a
weird.
You can attach things to it
for sure. Things that are probably meant for that though too.
Right. Yeah. Well, that or maybe if you have the right strap downs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like the thing I lent you was meant for. you know, for
exactly that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Know. That's why when I was like, we'll get the bungees. So hopefully, maybe that would like hold it down.
That might have held it down.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But it kept on moving back. And then especially with speed. So then we're like, we passed the prison. I'm just like paranoid. I'm not happy. I'm just like, this sucks.
Terrible drive.
Because I was excited to drive too. Because like,
even if the baby's sleeping, which is like the best time to be driving, you're like, this is shit because I'm worried about this.
Paranoid.
I'm fighting with you.
Yeah, like, just not chill. Not like we're not just like obviously not vibing. So then we like go to some fucking dirt pad, like dirt road, pull over. And I'm like, all right, let's fucking do this as fast as we can. Like, you know what I mean? Like, scared of obviously like, rattlesnakes, fucking, I don't know, human traffickers, fucking, everything.
Prisoners on the run.
Prisoners on, literally. Yeah. Maybe I was just like paranoia, but like, I was, all that shit was just running through my, like, I mean, we gotta fucking get this done, you know? And then she is not great at like speeding up things. She's just like, you're just being.
You're saying she's a little slow?
Oh, yeah. Right. She's like, you're just being crazy. Like, you're just like thinking, you know what I mean? Like, everything is fine. Yeah. But like, so we pull over, take everything off the roof. Figure out a way to like cram it all in there, throw the dogs like in the trunk, and just like we ended up making it work and then just driving that way the way home. But
damn,
fuck, dude.
That's a stressful takeoff.
It was so stressful.
That's a stressful takeoff for sure. That's the worst kind of takeoff you could ever have. Exactly. Dude.
And we were already like two hours late to taking off because it's just like getting the bungee cords, like just everything.
These little stops,
not knowing exactly what was going to make you prepared.
Exactly, and just how much more it is, like just traveling with like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the night before we did a podcast, I was like, I'll pack, it'll be fine. Like I've done this millions of times.
But this is one of those things you guys will remember though for sure. You know what I mean? You'll look back on it, you'll know next time how to do everything. Yeah. And
that's
you won't borrow a roof.
Last minute.
Yeah.
Well, you live and learn, like with anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's so, like, sure. And even like the drive home, we already knew that was going to happen. So we're like, let's just pack it. We can be more like elegant and like purposeful with like how we're not just like, fuck, we got to go. Is this going to work? And I'm like, you know what I mean? So
did the rough launch kind of set the tone for the rest of the thing? No, or were you able to get it out of the way?
Yeah, it ended up being good.
Nothing.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Dude, I remember one time we went to New Mexico to visit my brother for the first time. And like on the way there, my daughter was your daughter? Perfect child. Like slept 5 hours, you know, of the way, 2 hours, you just had to entertain her and feed her and
stuff
like that.
How old was she at this point?
She was probably like one, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
So she was like semi-young, maybe. No, it's probably sooner than that. She was like months.
Gotcha.
And so we're like, this is dope. You know, let's hope this is her on the way back, too. On the way back, it was fucking miserable. Oh, yeah. It's a 7-hour drive to fucking Albuquerque.
Damn, it's a long drive. Yeah,
so it's like, on the way back, she was crying for like 6.5 hours.
Holy shit.
And it was just terrible, dude. Because like, also my parents were in the car with us too. So it was like my dad, my mom, Izzy, Ray, and I. And I was just like, this is fucking terrible. Like, this is just the worst, dude. And the last like 30, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, we found a video on YouTube that would just like hypnotize her. So we were like, fuck it, put it on. After 5.5 hours, 6 hours of that, dude.
Why was she crying for so long?
I have no idea. That's like crazy. We stopped, changed her diaper. She wasn't peeing. She was fed. You know, it was just not having it. Uncomfortable, I guess.
Damn.
Yeah. But it was a You Are My Sunshine video that was the only thing that helped. Mm. And it was just like this video of a fucking sun going up, You Are My Sunshine, you know, the fucking jingle. And then it just sun goes down, video's over. But we played that video probably like 75 times.
That's crazy.
over and over just to get here.
That's what's going to be. That song is going to be used to like torture her in some CIA MKUltra thing later on down the road.
Later on in life. Yeah. That's her trigger. Whenever she hears it, she goes.
Yeah, her Manchurian trigger.
It's wild they do that. It's wild that's a real thing.
Yeah,
how songs can just like start looping and making you like cross your fucking brain.
As soon as he said, You Are My Sunshine, I flashed back to 7th grade. To this chick that I used to like, who used that line.
She hummed it for you?
Or she would write that in the notes she would pass to me.
Ooh. Bet you her clit's pierced.
Bet you her clit's a dick now. What the hell, dude?
You think so?
I don't know.
This world.
This world we're living in, dude. Who knows?
That's true. Well.
And that's wrong.
That's wrong.
We got to do something about that.
Patriots. Step assemble, up. Dude.
Unite.
Yeah.
Yo, you were talking about that Stand movie.
By. Can't lose to these freaks.
Sound of Freedom.
Stand by, dude. Yeah, what about it?
The movie Sound of Freedom. I didn't know Disney owned the rights to that in the beginning.
Really?
Disney owned the rights without any, like, plans of release.
They didn't have any, like, production in place.
No, it's like Disney had the movie as it is.
Oh, like it, like the actual film recorded?
Right. And then Disney never planned on releasing it until, like, something happened and they got, like, ownership again and they released it to, like, a very few amount of, like, cinemas out there, you know, movie theaters.
Like a test release.
I don't even know if it was that. I think that was just the amount of theaters that they could release it in. Maybe because they were just being, like, overshadowed by other movies or other productions. Yeah. So that was
DC and Marvel. That, yeah, fucking
that was retards. That was crazy to me because I was just like, why wouldn't Disney want it? But then you think about it, it's like Disney.
Yeah.
Them's this pedophiles over there, dude. You know,
Disney pressure, dude.
Disney pressure.
Yeah. The butt pressure
on the prostate.
They'd be coming to doctor's office for sure, dude. Yeah. Yeah, that was wild to me. I do want to see that movie now, though.
I do, too.
Oh, that's good.
We...
Did you already watch it?
No, no. Uh-huh. I'm just glad that you want to see it now instead of responding to, you know, the text messages, maybe making a plan respond with your boys.
No, you didn't. Okay.
You said, is that that one movie? And then never said anything again.
I was like,
that.
Is that in theaters?
You and said, yes. Yep.
And I never said anything to
it. There we go.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
no, that's okay.
Well, let's go see it. We can review it next week, dude.
Sure.
That's true.
You know what
Why
I'm
are
saying?
You mad, dude? Why yeah, are you so mad? Why are you so pissed?
You guys never want to hang out with me, dude.
We don't know what your schedule's like, boy. Yeah.
Also, it's not going to be.
You just woke up at 3 o'clock.
It's also not going to be topical at that point. So.
Pedophilia is not topical ever, right? It's not every week that something
that we
comes
talk
up.
About this yeah. every week. It's not the it's main topic of this show.
It's a real it's flavor of the week.
It's kind of a niche market yeah. right? Yeah. Like, yeah.
And I'm a dark web.
You fucking...
Very niche.
Oh, yeah.
You need an onion router to watch our
What's
podcast.
An onion router?
You don't know what an onion router is? Uh-uh. It's just like...
That's what he calls his sister.
Not her beau.
Forgot she's Catholic.
It's like basically
it's like a black box
online.
You can get whatever
access
you want.
Portal to where it obscures your location information, your IP address, whatever.
Gotcha.
You know how it has different layers. Onion router.
Should probably get one of those.
I think you need an onion router to access the dark web.
He's VPNing, dude. That's what it is.
Me?
It's
like
a VPN.
Something like that.
It's like a VPN.
You're saying private search doesn't work?
You tell me they can see...
You're telling me.
Are you telling me they can see everything I do in incognito mode?
You're telling me incognito mode's fucking ratting me out, dude?
You don't have any Crystalia moment right now. They can save those?
Tell me private browsing. They're saving my cookies? Those cookies were for me.
Those are grandma's cookies, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Well, I'm glad you had fun on your vacation, bud.
Me too.
Did you see the zoo? San Diego Zoo?
It was the shit, dude.
It was so nice.
Yeah.
San Diego Zoo is very nice.
What's so nice about the San Diego Zoo? It's not that they have more animals. It's that the animals have more room than other zoos.
That's so, what it is. Yeah. A lot of people don't understand that.
No, they're ignorant. Or?
Bigots.
Oh, I'm going to say the F word.
Well, I can tell you, sir, is that...
The best part, honestly, was the beach, man. Swimming in the ocean.
Dude, I can't nothing, wait to go back to the beach.
Nothing. Okay. What was that?
I was just telling you, I can't wait to go back to the beach.
Can we go back to the beach?
I'm about to
because
pass.
I don't like this 9-day not coming, Pedro.
Yeah. I'm sure,
very
dude.
Sexualized.
It's very sexualized.
Everything I do is just sexualized, So nice to see you. Oh, my God.
The beach.
Oh, the beach.
I love Modelo.
Whatever, dude. It's fucking Estrella Jalisco today, right?
Cállate, puto.
Ooh. Have you been taking class?
No, I'm working a kitchen like a
fucking... working a kitchen like one.
Like a real American should learn it in Spanish.
That's where you learn it.
That's where you learn the true Spanish.
That's where you learn that homophobia is not dead in Mexico.
Dude, why is that? They hate gays.
They hate gay people.
I don't know what it is. Although I have been seeing a turn. The pendulum's swinging in Mexico right now.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. For sure. A lot of more woke. South American. Yeah, a lot of more woke South Americans out there, dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, a lot of these people that are homophobic here haven't been to Mexico in so long that they have the old ways.
Right.
And that's what they, yeah, them, they still have they, the, you know what I mean? Like they haven't gone back to their hometown. They're like, Pinche Americanos, like, they have the rainbow flag flying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Their Pinche local carniceria
is a chant now, yeah, instead of McDonald's. Like an insult. Pinche Americano McDonald's. How can I help you?
I'd be like, oh, thank you.
Can I take your order?
Puede pedir Big Mac?
A Big Mac, that's what it's called.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's end it on that.
All right, dude. It was very lovely seeing you after a week not doing this thing. We were busy last week. It was 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Took my daughter out to fireworks. It was a spectacular show. It was nice.
It was nice.
You know, it was nice taking a little week off of this thing. But I miss you guys.
Okay. CJ, that's what I'm going to say.
Love you, babies.
Love you, too. Babies. I love you. I love you, babies. I love babies out there.
All the babies out there?
I love them. You.
All the pretty babies.
All the pretty babies.
Put your hands up.
All right, folks. We'll see you next week.
Amor
y paz.
Can I actually just ask God right now to stop this right now?